Imagine how horrifying that would be. Imagine when you turned 50, if the Holy Spirit came to you and said, this is what you're going to experience in the next decade. Or if you turn 30 and the Holy Spirit comes and shows you everything that's going to happen to you in your 30s, how many of you would have absolutely said, rock on. Let's get to it. Because there's always good in that decade, right? But sometimes there are horrors. Sometimes it's really bad. And I think that if the Holy Spirit revealed to us the whole nature of how our faith was to grow, we might just want to opt out. We might just want to hide in a corner somewhere. We might just want to make ourselves numb and not engage with anything. But that's not what we get to do. Paul says that our suffering produces character. Produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. To get to that hope, we have to go through the suffering, the bad times. We can't just skip over them. No matter what happens in our lives, it's always an opportunity to ask God, what am I supposed to learn from this? Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. Now, that hope that Paul's talking about is not like the hope that you get when you buy that Mega Millions lottery ticket when the jackpot is like $8 billion huge, right? I will admit, the only time I play the lottery is when the amount in the jackpot is so obscenely huge that it would probably destroy my life. I may want to rethink that a little bit. But I buy that lottery ticket and I hope, right? Have you done this? You start bargaining with God, like, God, if I win these billions of dollars, I am going to pay for everything at church. I am going to buy third world countries and help them. I am going to build homeless shelters and drug shelters and all sorts of things, as if I'm trying to convince God to pull my numbers. That is not the hope, because honestly, we have a better chance of being struck by lightning right now. Although with the technology, maybe I don't want to say that too loud, than we do of ever winning the huge jackpot. No, the hope that Paul is talking about is the hope that we know to be true. The hope and the belief that God has us in his hands and that nothing can separate us from that. It is real and it is true. And the only way we can get to that cemented hope is to live life, no matter what it throws at us. Now, I will admit that I am not a huge Adam Sandler fan. In fact, out of all of his movies, I think I like two of them. And he's done a lot. He gets around. The one that I really, really like is a movie called Click. Has anybody seen it? It was out probably 10 years ago, maybe. In Click, he is your stereotypical middle-aged dad of a growing family. He's a corporate, trying to climb up the corporate ladder. Life is good, but it is hard, and he's really stressed out. So at one point in the beginning of the movie, he goes to where every stressed-out person goes, Bed Bath & Beyond. I didn't write it. And he finds this magical back room that he goes into, and he greets Christopher Walken. Again, I didn't write it, nor did I cast it. He meets Christopher Walken, and he gets a remote control. And the remote control doesn't control a TV or a stereo system. It controls his life. And at first, it is wonderful. He gets to skip over all the bad parts. An argument with your kids? Skip right over it. Please. An argument with your spouse, skip right over it. Your dad gets sick, skip right over it. Problems at work, skip right over them. He ends up skipping through most of his life to avoid the bad parts. And as the movie goes on, the more skipping happens. So we get to the end of the movie. He has no relationship with his kids. He's divorced from his wife. He is a lonely, pitiful, broken man. That movie, I saw it when it first came out, and it still resonates with me. Because as much as I would love, love, love to skip over the bad parts, I would love to skip over the after church arguments with my kids. Amen? We grow by not skipping over those. So this week, my friends, no matter what happens or what you encounter, whatever changes are coming your way, I encourage you to stick with it, to hold on to the hand that holds you, the hand of God, to fully engage, fully immerse yourself, and remember to always ask God, what is it that I need to learn from this moment? I pray that this week will lead us to a greater understanding of the hope that does not disappoint us. Amen.